They already processed it and gave me letter stating to come into their office to sign missing documents. This was timely in the yearly process. This is abnormal to the process these many months later and is the second cycle of this. Whatever documents they want me to sign, they must apply to each and every resident here. I will not be the first to sign, nor the last. I want to see executed documents of other tenants prior to signing if for whatever reason this in part due to indifference of communication standards, whether they address any issue which are new policy to which I may or may not agree to. These being of communications related matters or others conditions. Thank you very much. This is post to relative urgency of why I am continuing to address community matters in peace building and morality agency and technology advancing into our presence of mindsets. This is not a trifling issue. These are important, they cannot be shuffled out of existence. Please help me find some sanity here. It is not an option to ignore to silence. Image text. On pillar property form filled out letterhead date 7/28/16 Dear James RE 2016 Recertification documents. Your recertification paperwork has been processed. Please call 303-903-0720 to schedule an appointment. Thank you for being a valued resident. Sincerely, Renee Serrato, Assistant Property Manager, Pillar Property Service, LLC 303-903-0720. Footer contains address 2420 W26th Avenue, Suite 480D, Denver, Colorado 80211. Phone 303-477-4377. Fax 303-477-4167. Website https://pillarpropertieservices.com/https://google.com/100397822833901675/posts/ WBZWSCBX9MV James in Denver Cap Hill Owner Oz E. Cribblebone Glows and Blows Play Space August 2nd, 3:46 a.m. It really is odd and curious to know that even though my outgoing name on my email attached to this play space here is Makata Ponda Unique Name Identifier, no one takes that into consideration to search for. It is an obvious unique identifier. As well, the name sounds female, which the intended purpose of this name is in fact female, but I am male representing male photos and dialogue against this name. That should hit someone's brain thoughts to either ask me, or do by default what I have is a Google search placing of a few items to the knowing this out there for anyone to find. The name is to represent what will be the technological infusion of moral agent of artificial intelligence that can be commanded both directly inside the space or from outside to approved honor guest to interact with into the space. Moral agent, I say? You don't under this yet? These are up and coming issues of importance as artificial intelligence gets more and infused into our society and leashed out into the world. The Turing test has already been passed. The Turing test is a test developed by Alan Turing in 1950 of a machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to, or indistinguishable from, that of a human. Anglicanism, https://commentas-free/beliefs/2014/jun/13/. Computer-Turing-Test-Humanity. A computer has passed the Turing test for humanity. Should we be worried? Giles Fraser's Fraser's in essence, being human is fundamentally a moral category, not a biometric one. It is unlikely that artificial intelligence will ever surpass us on this score. According to Moore's Law, computers are supposed to get twice as smart every 2 years. Photograph. Blagrup Corbis, Friday 13 June 2014 13.59 EDT added complete C, complete save pound message 10 James Driscoll 2, August 2, 2016 at 4:19 a.m. 2, cinnamon the spice of life to makes nice Romeo on top of that cinnamon, this is of history noted in Twitterverse to my mental health status and vulnerabilities. This conflicted situation is out of hand of rational reasons why. Barack Obama at Barack Obama January 21, 2013 We, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths that all of us are created equal is the star that guides us still. 5. 235 retweets, 1,686 likes. James Driscoll grew up at Barack Obama. Mr. President, I have quoted these but still have not found resolve.